Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
Mind of all your thoughts, and you will surely say,
We jumped on a train and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum. And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit.
Lost.
made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher, and I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning, but there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel, and since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. Three. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm going to start my show off with a couple of jokes. So sit back and get ready to laugh, because I got some good ones for you. There was a little boy that sat down and kneeled by his bed at night, and his mother sat on his bed. And he started to pray. He said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather." And in the morning, he found out his grandfather died of a heart attack. So the next night, he bent down on his knees, and he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother." And the next morning, he found out his grandmother died of a stroke. So later on that night, he bent down on his knees, and he was getting ready to go to bed. His mother and his father were in his room, and he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy." And the next day, his daddy was nervous. He was walking around the streets, and he was being real careful. He let everybody go in front of him. He let everybody have the right of way, and he was driving slow on his way to work so that he didn't cut anybody off. He didn't cause any accidents. He was being very careful. And then he got to work, and he was extremely nice to everybody at work. He was helpful. He was gracious. He was grateful to be on the job, and he even smiled at his boss. He was happy to be there. And at the end of the day, he came home, and he walked in the house, and he told his wife, "Woo, I'm happy I made it through the day." And she said, "You know what? It's a funny thing. Our mailman died this morning." Oh, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another short story for you. There was a little boy that went next door to his house, and he met the girl that lived next door to him. So he went outside and he played with her and he had a good time. He played with her all day and they had a great time together. And later on that night, he went home and had dinner with his dad. And he told his dad that he met this girl that lives next door to him and she was really nice and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he got up and went to bed. And the next day he got up and he went across the street from his house and he met some girls that lived across the street and he played with them and had a good time. He had a good day playing with them all day long. Then he went home that evening and he was sitting up at dinner and he told his dad he met some girls that lived across the street from him and he was really happy to meet them and he really liked them a lot. And his daddy told him, don't get excited about them because they're your sisters. And he went to bed. And he got up the next day. And he went across the street down to the corner house. And he met a girl that lived on the corner. And he had a good time. He played with her all day. And they had a good time. And he was really happy. And he came home that night and had dinner with his dad. And he told his dad, hey, I met this really nice girl that lives at the corner across the street from us. She's really nice, and I like her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he's like, what? My sister? He went to bed. He got up the next day, and he went around the corner from their house. And on the corner house, around the corner from his house, was another girl. And she was tall and slim. And she had blue eyes and blonde hair. She wore sunglasses. And she was really smart. She did a lot of things that were really interesting to him. And he had a good time with her. And at the end of the day, he went home and he sat down at the dinner table and he told his dad, I met a girl that lives around the corner on the corner and she's a really nice girl and I like her a lot and I think she's really smart and I like her. I think I'm going to marry her when I get older. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, my sister, every time I meet a girl, you always talk about they're my sister. How am I supposed to ever get a girlfriend if everybody I meet is my sister? I don't understand. I'm so confused. How am I going to get a girlfriend if they're all my sisters? I just don't know what to think. I'm so confused. And he said, Mama. And his mother came in there and said, yeah, baby, what's wrong? And she said, he said, every time I go out, I meet a girl and I think I like her and I come home and tell daddy. And he says, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. How am I supposed to act? I don't know if any of these girls, all these girls are my sisters. I'm liking some of them and I want to find a girlfriend. But if every girl I meet is my sister, what am I supposed to do? Mama, help me. And his mother said, baby, don't worry about what that man is telling you. Because, see, he really ain't your daddy. I'm G-Money, the Bimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, all right, all right, all right. Well, that's the two young boys for my stories today. So I'll have some more jokes for you later on. So let's take a commercial break and play a song. And DJ Papa D will be back with more of the show in a minute.
Got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. So we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
You're up. Come on, baby, where you're from.
she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story for you. There was a cowboy that left one town riding on his horse, and he was riding across the county to the next city. and his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So he had to take the saddle off of his horse, and he had to shoot him, and he had to bury him. And then he carried the saddle till he got to a ranch, and he looked for the rancher on the ranch to see if he could buy a horse. And he found the rancher, and he asked the rancher if he had a horse for sale. And the rancher told him, "No, I only have one horse, but he no look so good." And the cowboy said, "Well, let me see the horse, and I'll decide if he looks good or not." So the rancher took the cowboy into the barn, and he showed him the horse that he had. And the cowboy looked at the horse, and he said, "He looks pretty good to me. You just need to brush him so that he's really brushed and cleaned, and then we're going to put my saddle on him, and I'll ride him into the next town." And the rancher said, "Well, I'm telling you that he don't look so good." And the cowboy said, "Oh, he looks fine. That's not a problem. So how much do you want for your horse? Do you want $1,000? And the rancher said, "No, that's too much." He said, "Well, do you want $500? And the cowboy said, the rancher said, "No, that's too much." And he said, "Do you want $200? And the rancher said, "No, that's too much." And he said, "Do you want $100? And the rancher said, "No, that's too much." And he said, "What, do you want $50? And the rancher said, "Yeah, that's about right. $50 for the horse would be good." And the cowboy said, "Okay." He said, "Just brush him and clean him up, and we'll put my saddle on him, and then I'll ride him out of here." The rancher brushed the horse, and they put the cowboy's saddle on the horse, and the cowboy made the exchange, gave the rancher the $50, and he climbed on the horse, and he started riding him off of the ranch. And when he got to the end of the ranch where there was a gate or a fence, the horse ran into the fence and threw the man off the horse. Then the cowboy was like, "Oh, no, he sold me a blind horse. I want my money back." So he got up and he took the horse back to the rancher and told him, "I want my money back. You sold me a blind horse." And he said, "No, I didn't. I told you he no look so good." MG Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another story for you. There were a bunch of soldiers in boot camp, and they were going through all the maneuvers. They had come from a 5-mile hike with full backpacks. And then they came into the camp and they went through the shooting range and they were shooting their rifles and their guns at targets. And then they had to crawl on the ground under live ammunition to make sure they kept their head down without getting shot. And then they ran a 50-yard sprint to get their endurance up. And by the end of that time, climbed a 10-foot brick wall to get over the wall and to the other side. And then when they finished that, it was lunchtime. And they lined up at the mess hall and went into the mess hall for lunch. And they got a bowl of soup for lunch. So they were eating their lunch. And when they finished their bowls of soup, they took it into the kitchen and gave it to the soldiers that were doing KP. And the soldiers washed the bowls. And then at the end of washing all the bowls, they took the pot of soup, the 50-gallon pot, and they took it to the back door. And when they were walking out the back door with the big pot of soup, the colonel walked in, and he said, "Soldier, get me a spoon." And the soldier went and got him a spoon and came back and gave it to the colonel. And the colonel stuck the spoon in the liquid and put it in his mouth. And he spit it out, and he said, "Oh, this is awful. This is the worst soup I've ever had. What do you call this soup, soldiers?" And together, the two soldiers that were carrying the pot, they said, "It's called dishwater, sir." I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, one more joke for you. There was a man that was speeding on the highway, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting behind a freeway billboard, except the highway patrol officer was eating his lunch. And he saw the man speed by on his highway, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was driving over the speed limit. And he said, he thought to himself while he was chasing this man, he said, "When I catch him, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a legitimate reason, then I'm going to let him go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch." And he ended up pulling the man over, and he knocked on the window, and the man rolled the window down. And he said, "Tell me, sir, why you were speeding." And he said, "Well, when I was driving down the highway, I looked up, and I saw the highway patrol sitting behind that freeway billboard, and I thought about my wife. The highway patrol officer had run off with my wife. And then when I looked up in my rearview mirror and I saw the red lights on the highway patrol officer, I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you were trying to give my wife back." I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, it's time for us to take a musical break. So DJ Papa D, after you play the next clip, play 65 Is Where I Reside, the long version. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girl to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning
rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride, and we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food, and then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister is gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A. to where I live, so we can go and play. 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton, I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again, real soon, and I rode on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A., 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the spot. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled off back to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the Pimp Shaman. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know.
day. We had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Big old bud. Alan's got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Harper got a big old butt. Big booty girls run the world. Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butt.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girl run the world.
Big booty girls run the world. All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
for listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. We're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a man that was in an accident, and he lost both of his ears in the accident, but he won a lot of money with the lawsuit, so he decided he was going to start his own business, and his business was going to be a business where you observe things. So some people lined up to be interviewed for the job, and the first man went in and was sitting behind the desk, and the interviewer asked him, "So this is an observation job. Tell me something that you observe about me." And the man looked at him, and he said, "You don't have any ears." And the man said, "Get out of here. I don't want to see you." So the man walked out. And then the second guy came in for the interview, and he sat behind the desk. And the interviewer asked him, told him, "This is an observation position. Tell me something you observe about me." And he looked at him and he said, "You don't have any ears." And the man said, "Get out of here. I don't want to see you either." And the second guy walked out, and he walked back to the waiting room, and he was talking to the third guy. And he said, "Hey, man, the guy that's going to interview you for the job doesn't have any ears, but I wouldn't say anything about his ears because he's kind of sensitive about that. So if you can do say something that doesn't have anything to do with his ears, then I think you can get the job." And the guy said, "All right, man, thank you for the heads up. I appreciate the notice, and I'll try to take care of you. If I get the job, I can look after you." And the man said, "All right, well, good luck." And the third guy walked into the interview room, and he sat behind the desk, and the interviewer asked him, he said, "This is an observation position, so tell me something you observe about me." And the man looked at him, and he thought about it, and then he looked at him again, and he thought about it, and he said, "You wear contact lenses." And the man said, "Wow, that's amazing. Nobody's ever said anything like that to me. That is really remarkable. What made you think about that?" He said, "Well, I was looking at you, and I knew you couldn't wear no eyeglasses because you don't have no ears to hold your glasses on your head." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, Well, one more joke. There was a boy that went to church, and he came home from church with a black eye. And his daddy asked him, "What in the world happened to you?" And he said, "Daddy, we were in church, and we stood up for a devotion. And the lady in front of us, Miss Brown, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye." And his daddy said, "Well, you know, if you're going to do something nice for somebody, you need to give them a warning to let them know that you're doing something that's going to be beneficial to them and that you're not trying to take advantage of them in any way or doing anything that could be hurtful to them. You got to let them know that you're doing something that's going to be good for them, okay?" And he said, "Okay, Daddy, I understand what you're saying." So the boy went to church the next Sunday, and he was in the pews, and they stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of him was Mrs. Brown again, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But he didn't do anything. His buddy that was standing next to him reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. But the other guy knew that she didn't like that. So he reached over and tucked it back in, and she socked him in the eye again. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, well, I think it's time to do another song. I want to do my song called The Divine Nine after we have a clip from one of my stories. So we'll be back in with the show in a minute.
So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They were founded in 1914. And they wear royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963. And they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They were founded in 1913. And they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they found it in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. Oh, hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and healed the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War One, World War Two, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white police for killing black people in evil murders. A George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talked to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white only restaurants. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks marching on Selma Bridge for the right to blacks to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about innocence. integrated pro sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the Divine Nine, pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic. Because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. I got some place to go. I got some people to see and some things to do, don't you know? So before we get out of here, we want to acknowledge the birthdays of followers and friends and fan club members that we're celebrating today. on January 23rd, we want to celebrate the birthdays. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthday people that we could give a shout-out to today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday.
Yes, quiet. All right, here are the birthdays for today. January 24th, 2023. Happy birthday to Napoleon B. Andrews. Happy birthday, Victor Wright. Happy birthday, Kevin Shea, 60 years old. Happy birthday, Jor-El Grant. Q-Spice Fight. Happy birthday, Alvin Wimberly, 54 years old, also a Q-Spice Fight. Happy birthday to Sparkle Williams. Happy birthday to Michael Welch. Happy birthday to Rhonda Fox. Happy birthday to Jesse Crisp. Happy birthday, Shauna Price, Zeta Phi Beta. Happy birthday to LJ Tripp. Happy birthday to Tiffany Flood, another Zeta Phi Beta. Is that a Zeta? Yep, that's a Zeta. Happy birthday to Theanne Alzona. And last but not least, happy birthday to Dr. Charles Best, who is a member of the fraternity Phi Beta Sigma. And that's it for all the day, January 24th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on January 24th, 2023. Yes. I am G Money, and I'm wishing the best of everybody on their birthdays today. All of the Aquarius, we're celebrating your birthday now. So good luck with your month of birthday wishes in the month coming up of February. May you celebrate and enjoy your birthday with the graces of our Lord and Savior. And may God bless you with eternal life. So, without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you that goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many more. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday, and may you get some real good presents and some gifts from your family and your friends, and may everybody live in the luxury of our Lord and Savior as he gave us eternal life. So we are appreciative that he gave us life to live and to celebrate. So without further ado, I say let us pray. And I'll see you again on Thursday. Have a good day. Bye.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have
prayer. And all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.